Hi, everybody. This is Alan from After the Trumping. After the Trumping is my podcast series dedicated to what we do to get ready for the time when, Donald Trump, or what I call the T-Rump, is no longer in office, how we inventory all the numerous mistakes he made, and what we do to organize to recover from that catastrophe. The coronavirus, of course, adds on top of that, but what the Trump virus, the T-Rump virus, caused is in many ways just as bad, and it is going to take an enormous amount of effort to correct it. So after the Trumping is a way to try to fix that or to address that problem by getting started now, hopefully, so President Biden is ready and able to move forward as soon as he takes office. But this podcast is about, you've heard it said before, but it wasn't randomized. What it wasn't randomized, whatever test it was, a test of this drug, a test of this virus, viral therapy, a test of this mechanism to make people better when it comes to the COVID virus. The medical establishment, based as it is on science, says we need studies that are constructed properly that effectively show us what kind of things work, and they do it in no small part because the people who go through the process have been randomly put into the appropriate groups, tested accordingly, monitored accordingly, and the results are much clearer than just hopeful guesses at what might or what might not go right. The T-Rump, of course, was guessing on virtually everything he did. Nothing that he did is based on science that I can think of anyways, and nothing is based on randomized current science, because I doubt he even knows what the concept is. But my point of this is the whole idea behind randomized studies and stuff comes from science, yes, but it is particularly prevalent in the social sciences. Like, I'm a sociologist. It's particularly important in the study of how people in a culture act, how people as a group act, the wisdom of the crowds, as we like to talk about, and how we make decisions together, follow rules that benefit all of us collectively, and in measuring that, we use randomized groups to test and be able to extrapolate to a much larger percentage of the populations. When I started doing this website after the Trumping, one of the things I listed as my goal was to get technology back into the picture. The fact of the matter is, with big data, social media, data collection, we are able to gather massive amounts of data at one time. Thus, we don't just do randomized testing anymore, or we won't be shortly more than we do now. We'll actually be collecting huge amounts of data. So if there's 300 million people in a nation like ours, we might be able to gather 10 million pieces of information. If that information is gathered correctly and coordinated correctly, the value of that study is enormous and exponentially bigger, more likely to be accurate than small studies of a few hundred people, even when they are randomized. So we're not there yet. So the randomization is about the process of doing the best we can with smaller studies that are manageable. But I want us to be in a place where we can, when we look at what the T-Rump has done and begin assessing how we can recover from that, I want us to be able to gather the big data, gather the large amount of information that technology permits, and assess it accordingly so we know how to head off these problems in the future. So that's what my point is here, and it's one like many of the others I throw out there because I want you guys to think about it. What issues do you care about? how do we assess what damage Trump has done to them, what damage the T-Rump has done to them, and how do we prioritize how to react, recover from what he has done to get back intact once again. Whatever that is, it will help us with COVID too. And clearly the only way that's going to happen effectively across the board is once the T-Rump is gone, after the Trumping, as I like to say. Thanks for listening. I promise I'm going to write something about this. I haven't got to it recently. I'm working on a novel and such, but I'm going to be writing more about stuff like this on TrumpTalesBlog.wordpress.com. TrumpTalesBlog.wordpress.com. Love to have you to go there and listen. Thank you, or to read it. Thank you for listening here. Take care. Hope like heck you're staying healthy.